Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Joe Alwyn, count your days. You have 74 to be exact, because Taylor Swift is releasing her new album, The Tortured Poets Department.
Oh my God.
On April 19th.
Okay, this is my 13th Grammy. Which is my lucky number. I don't know if I've ever told you that. I want to say thank you to the fans by telling you a secret that I've been keeping from you for the last 2 years, which is that my brand new album comes out April 19th. It's called The Tortured Poets Department. I'm going to go and post the cover right now backstage. Thank you. I love you. Thank you.
April 19th is about to be such a big weekend for me, because now it's my birthday weekend, and then Taylor Swift is dropping a new album, and I'm seeing Riley Green that Friday.
Oh my gosh.
My God. I'm living for this April. So she's releasing the new album, The Tortured Poets Department. A lot of people are noticing two distinct things with this title. The first thing that it sounds like, of course, is the Dead Poets Society, which, by the way, came out in 1989, which is a big year for Taylor, because that's the year she was born, and also has an album called 1989 that won Best Album at the Grammys years back. But also, this is a little bit of tea. So her ex-boyfriend Joe has a group chat with Paul Mescal and the hot priest from Fleabag, and it's called the Tortured Man Club. So a lot of people think that this title is kind of throwing shade at Joe Alwyn, which I love our petty queen. She's so great.
When she went up there and accepted that award, and as soon as she said that she had like news for the Swifties, I'm like, I almost texted you to make sure you were okay.
Well, okay, what was so funny is I was sitting in front of my computer like editing some stuff for my podcast, but I was also checking Twitter because I don't have cable. And literally, I put my phone down for 2 seconds to run down to the printer. Within those 2 seconds, she announced a new album. Everyone was blowing up. She's like, Abby, Abby! I'm like, what is going on? What did I miss? And it turns out I missed something astronomically large.
I actually felt a little bit bad for her last night, only because she's already like getting a whole bunch of crap for being overly saturated right now with all the shots at NFL games because of Travis Kelce. And there she is at the award show last night, just enjoying her time like everybody else. But the cameras are constantly flashing on her, constantly. She's not asking for it. She's just dancing like everybody else, but they will not leave her alone.
Well, she's also just a really good person to film, because most people during the performances just kind of sit down and look stupid. Taylor always stands up. She's always clapping. Mm-hmm. She's always singing the lyrics to every song. She looks like she's having a good time.
So I was just scrolling Instagram during our last commercial break. What's going on with her and Celine Dion?
Her and Taylor?
Yeah.
I don't know that anything's going on with her and
I saw
Taylor.
Something about how, because, Taylor won the big award of the night, and Celine, which was a huge deal, came out because of what she's battling with her health right now and stuff like that. So everybody was, like, amazed that she was there. And there was something about, like, they thought Taylor snubbed Celine on stage or
what?
Something.
Oh, I haven't seen. Can I be honest? I'm balls deep in Tortured Poets Department TikTok that I have not seen anything other than the fact that we're all freaking out and trying to decode what's going to come out with the album that I completely
have completely missed any Celine Dion news. Yeah. Can't Celine just let us have our moment? Like, sit down, girl.
She won't. No, I am sure people misinterpreted that. Taylor Swift would take a shot at her. No way.
Well, it wasn't that she took a shot at her. It's that she didn't acknowledge her when she came up on stage to get the award. And I'm just trying to get to the bottom of it because that's the last award of the night, and I am not staying up that late to watch
it.
So, yeah, I'm just curious, like, what went down on stage that had them... Who pits Celine Dion and Taylor Swift against each other?
No, yeah. Evil people.
It's a dumb battle. But Taylor was really overwhelmed when she won Album of the Year. I'm not sure that she was expecting it because even most Swifties weren't expecting her to win this category because she was stacked up against so many good albums. Lana had a great album. SZA had a great album. But she said she's just in love with the process.
I would love to tell you that this is the best moment of my life, but I feel this happy when I finish a song or when I crack the code to a bridge that I love or when I'm shot listing a music video or when I'm rehearsing with my dancers or my band or getting ready to go to Tokyo to play a show. For me, the award is the work. All I want to do is keep being able to do this. I love it so much. It makes me so happy. It makes me unbelievably blown away that it makes some people happy who voted for this award too. All I want to do is keep doing this. So thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to do what I love so much. Mind blown. Thank you so much.
Oh my God, I hate her so much. She's so humble and nice. Ew. Cancel her.
It's just so cool to see somebody be really good at something they love. So, love you, Taylor. I'm so excited for the new album. All right, this actress faked her own death, but she says it's all for a good cause. I'll tell you why she decided to go through with the death hoax on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.